Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. You're listening to a special Other Side of the News dispatch from Something Offbeat. Every weekday, our host Mike Rogers does the special Other Side of the News feature on KRLD 1080. Now you can find them here in the Something Offbeat podcast feed.
As an expert in online privacy, Max Eddy says he hears it all the time.
People are often complaining that it seems like everyone on the internet knows everything about them.
Because, well, they do.
The other day I was looking over a password list that I have at home and I saw one for Harry and David. And I was thinking, how long ago did I order something and set up an account with Harry and David? And it's been out there that long.
Yeah, exactly. When I was going through this, I was shocked to find that I still had an active Gravatar account, and that was a service I haven't thought about in over a decade easily.
But still just one out of literally hundreds.
When I went through my password manager, I found that I had, you know, accounts on at least 350 websites.
And so he decided to do something about it. His daunting task? To erase himself from the internet. One website at a time. And gosh, what a surprise.
One of the things that became very clear very quickly was that websites are just not set up for that unless you're willing to do a lot of really brutal deletions. It's not easy to just clean up your online accounts.
What were some of the tougher ones that really required you to take a deep dive?
It's a little embarrassing to admit it, but LiveJournal, that was not easy to get rid of. That took many hours to delete all of the stuff that was in that.
Others, though, it was just a few keystrokes, and he was gone. Just like that. But here's the problem. Beyond these individual websites, you gotta remember that so much of this information is bought and sold by online data brokers who do not want to give it up.
This is very, very difficult. You know, it's not in their business interest to make that easy.
So you have to be patient.
Just do a few at a time. Every time you go to a site, make sure to put it in your password manager and then try to clean up some of your personal information from there so it's a little bit less you.
And above all, be realistic about this.
You know, you do sort of have to come to terms with the fact that you're not going to be able to control everything.
Now, that said, there is some help out there.
I would use a tool called CID, spelled C-Y-D, and it cleared out my Twitter account in just a few hours.
He's here! The Invisible Man!
But that got pretty bittersweet pretty quickly. Like, there's a picture of my dead pet, there's a picture from my wedding, and every time something appears on the screen, I knew it was being deleted.
He also recommends privacy websites like Delete Me and Incogni. And at the end of it all, how did Max do? Well, let's put it this way. I found him easily enough.
I was able to get through 55 accounts that I had created myself, which leaves well over 300 for me to get to.
Max, after all that work, and you're still all over the internet like a rash.
It's so true. That's the worst part, though, of course. Like, if I got rid of everything, I wouldn't have a job, would I?
And I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much for listening to this special Other Side of the News dispatch from the Something Offbeat podcast. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.